Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. I am Rayan Walters, and this is Uncover Politics. It is my pleasure to have your company. You can now join the program on any platform of your choice at Uncover Politics on anchor.fm/Rayan-Walters. Uncover Politics on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Pocket Cast, Overcast, Podcast Addict, Twitter at Walters Rayan, Instagram at Rayan.Walters, and on Facebook at Rayan Walters. Wherever in the world you are tuning from, I am delighted to have your company. Please also remember to like, subscribe, and share your feedbacks. This podcast is committed to providing you with a new experience, better understanding, and a microscopic view of politics in every sense imaginable. We are going to be discussing the political upheavals, tensions, success and their failures, and their everyday impacts on our lives from Europe, North, Central and South America, Asia, Africa, and the Caribbean in just 10 minutes or less. Today, listeners, we want to take a trip down to South Africa, the most southern country on the African continent. Some major development has been taking place in South Africa over the last couple of days. This is in response to the arrest of former President Jacob Zuma. His supporters mounted a riot in the country. This has caused mounting death tolls amid looting. At least 45 people have now been dead in the violence that has been engulfed parts of South Africa since the jailing of former President Jacob Zuma last week. Listeners' reports are that at least 10 people were killed in a stampede during looting on Monday night at a shopping center in Soweto. In Soweto, the country's biggest township, almost 800 people have been arrested in the unrest that began last Thursday and turned violent over the weekend. The military has now been deployed to help the overstretched police. President Cyril Ramaphosa has called it some of the worst violence witnessed in South Africa since the 1990s, before the end of apartheid, with fires set, highways blocked, and businesses looted in major cities and small towns in KwaZulu-Natal and Gauteng provinces. What is the reason for this, listeners? The catalyst for this riot in South Africa was the arrest last week of Zuma, with his supporters blockading major roads, the economic arteries of the nation, as they demanded the release of their political hero. Low income levels and unemployment standing at a record high of 32.6% among the workforce, and even higher at 46.3% among young people, are seen as the ticking bombs that have exploded. Many South Africans have been shaken by the riots that have swept through Zuma's political heartland of KwaZulu-Natal and the economic hub of Gauteng. And many feel that his successor as president, Cyril Ramaphosa, has failed to provide decisive leadership, either to calm anger over Zuma's imprisonment or to reassure South Africans that they will be safe. Mr. Ramaphosa was accused of belatedly deploying troops, and only 2,500 of them, compared with the 70,000 he deployed to enforce a nationwide lockdown to curb the spread of coronavirus last year. But there is no agreement over the deployment. The Economic Freedom Fighters, EFF, opposition party, has opposed it, saying the solution lay in political intervention and engagement with our people. Many residents in affected areas, listeners, have remained at home, and some have formed what local media call defense squads to protect their neighborhoods and businesses as looting and burning continues. There is no doubt that the unrest is the biggest security challenge yet for President Cyril Ramaphosa since he became president in 2018 after hosting Zuma. It is bound to worsen. The economic crisis already hit by the pandemic, as many businesses, including shops, warehouses, and factories, have been destroyed. Video footage shows that even a blood bank was looted in the coastal city of Durban as Mr. Ramaphosa addressed the nation on Monday night. This is serious development in South Africa. With the arrest of President Jacob Zuma over some serious allegations while he was in office, the country, no doubt, can suffer and is suffering significantly from these types of unrest that is affecting the nation as we speak. Jacob Zuma supporters has came out to his defense against his imprisonment. And one of the things we must understand, listeners, is that the law should never favor the wealthy or those in power. But the law must remain unbiased and neutral in its execution of justice. The local government said the protests could cause problems with municipal utility services, such as water supply, as urgently needed repairs could not be carried out. KwaZulu-Natal Regional Premier estimated that 1 billion rand or $68 million or £57.5 million worth of damage has been caused. I don't know when the government and the security forces will try to arrest the issue that is taking place in South Africa right now. The jail sentence marked a significant fall for Zuma, who was a prominent anti-apartheid activist and leader of the liberation movement turned ruling party, the African National Congress, ANC. But his core supporters, including many in KwaZulu-Natal, were moved to protest, angered at Zuma's sentence. They claim he is a victim of politically motivated harassment by allies of his successor and current president, Mr. Cyril Ramaphosa. Dissatisfaction is rife more generally in South Africa, however, not least because of an unemployment rate north of 30% and youth unemployment figures that are higher still. I trust the government and the people of South Africa, by extension, will return their country collectively to a state of normalcy, particularly in this global pandemic, and that any form of civil and societal unrest is likely to make the pandemic even worse. Those are my thoughts, and thanks for listening.